The name Stellar comes up a lot in Alaska. There are Stellar sea lions, Stellar's eiders, and of course, Stellar's jays. But just who was explorer George Stellar, and what is his legacy in the state? Russ Andrews, a biologist at the Alaska Sea Life Center, has been studying those questions. And as for the legacy, he says it could be more accurately described as a curse.
The animals that, of course, he described got written up. People learned about them, and many of them are really magnificent animals. But unfortunately, the Westerners' reaction wasn't, oh, wow, these are really magnificent animals. That was like, oh, wow, let's go kill them and get their fur or their feathers or their blubber. And that led to the extirpation of things like the sea cow. Sea cows were already hunted all throughout the range, and they were left just on this one island, Bering Island, which is where, at the end of Bering's second voyage, they shipwrecked. Bering ended up dying there, but Stellar got to spend 9 months there observing the wildlife, and he wrote up the only scientific description of the Stellar sea cow. And he also described northern fur seals, sea otters, Stellar sea lions. All of those animals were subsequently hunted and have had other issues.
Do you think some of Stellar's animals are still suffering the after effects of exploitation today?
Well, probably not that original early exploitation, other than the fact that some of them are now extinct. The fur seals, for example, their populations were driven to really low numbers. But then once they were protected in the early 1900s, their population started to increase and looked like they should have been just fine. But now, in the last 15 years or so on the Pribilof Islands, their populations are going down again for unexplained reasons. And so that's some of my own research, and what I'll talk about in the lecture I give tonight at the Campbell Creek Science Center is trying to understand why fur seals are declining now. We really don't know. Same thing with Stellar sea lions. Stellar sea lion populations, they weren't very tasty. Stellar didn't like to eat them, even though they were right there on the Bering Island, and they were shipwrecked there for so long. But they didn't have very good fur, and they're not very tasty. So they weren't actually exploited for much. But why they declined over the last 30 years is also a bit of a mystery. You know, there's certainly no single cause. It was probably a combination of factors.
Have any of the animals Stellar described managed to escape the curse?
Well, of course, everybody knows about Stellar's jay, but even that animal is cursed because Stellar is this guy whose name is spelled S-T-L-L-E-R. Quite often, Stellar's Jay, there's a street, Stellar's Jay Lane, halfway to Seward from here, that intersects with the Seward Highway. That sign comes right to the Seward Highway, and it's misspelled. It has an A at the end, like it was some kind of a starlight kind of Jay. But so even though Stellar's Jay is quite plentiful, their name is quite often misspelled, so maybe they're even cursed.
So why is it, do you think that more people don't know more about this man?
Well, right after the end of the voyage, some of Stellar's writings did make it back to St. Petersburg, but the Russians were really keen to keep all this secret. You know, they wanted all these furs, sea otter pelts, and fur seals for themselves. And also the navigation maps that were made, they wanted to keep that all secret. So most of Stellar's writings were buried. Very few people got to see anything from this. And fortunately, a few things were discovered recently in some of the archives in St. Petersburg. So hopefully we'll learn more. But a lot of it was just completely buried. And because he died himself, he wasn't able to publish any of his work. So what we do have of his writings were later posthumously published by people that thought, hey, you know, people really deserve to see this. But unfortunately, that's very little of what he actually probably wrote.
Got a little bit of a international espionage feel to the whole thing.
Yeah,
hiding his information.
Which is part of what I'll relay in my story tonight. Going back to work in Russia sometimes can be really difficult. I've been on a lot of interesting voyages with rusty ships that I thought were about to crash. Nothing as terrible as what Stellar and Bering had to live through, but even got into some of my own little espionage thing. This past summer, you might have heard about these 10 Russian spies that were arrested in the United States, these sleeper cell of 10 Russian spies. One of them was this sexy redhead that was in the news for a while last summer. Well, 2 days after that happened, a big Russian naval ship came up to our research vessel, and we were doing some Stellar sea lion work on Medny Island. This vessel came on board our ship and immediately said, show us your telemetry devices. One of the things I do is to design telemetry devices to track the underwater movements and the behavior of the animals that I study, like fur seals and sea lions. And how they knew that we even had telemetry devices was a mystery, but it turned out they had been keeping really close eye on us, that just to use American-made telemetry devices over there. Lots of different kinds of permissions. We're right on the border with the U.S. and Russian. The Russians are still very sensitive about these things. So when these Russian spies were arrested in the United States, the Russians needed their own spy to grab a hold of in case they need to do a little spy swap. And somehow we ended up near the top of their list.
Russ Andrews is speaking tonight at 7 p.m. at the Campbell Creek Science Center in Anchorage. His talk is titled Steller's Curse, The Unfortunate Fate of Alaska's First Naturalist and the Marine Mammals That Bear His Name.